This morning, we continue our series, A Summer in Rome. We're studying the book of Romans, and today the sermon text is just going to be one verse. In the bulletin, I had two verses listed, but I changed my mind and it'll just be one verse, Romans 1:16. And many scholars believe that this is the thesis statement for the book of Romans. It's the main theme for the entire letter. So it's a very important verse. Throughout these series, I'm going to be reading from Beverly Roberts Gaventa's translation. She's a New Testament scholar that I've had the privilege to work with in person. And I was looking forward to her commentary on Romans coming out for a very long time. And so this is how Beverly Gaventa translates Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, which is God's own power, now bringing about salvation for everyone who believes, Jew first, as well as Greek. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let me ask you a question this morning. What hard work are you doing right now? There's probably some work in your life that is harder than others, challenging. Another way of asking the question is, in what areas of your life do you feel the most challenged? And that probably happens to be where you're working the hardest. It might be financial challenges. In the wake of retirement, fears that you might outlive your money, a health crisis that then brings about a financial crisis. These could be worries that are weighing down on you, and working your way through that might be a very hard work. For those who are still working, it might be in your job or career where you feel like you're still struggling to make a difference, still struggling to get recognition, struggling to get promoted. That might be the hard work you're doing now. Or it could be that there's a dream that you've always wanted to pursue, but yet it seems like more and more there are obstacles toward reaching that dream, and that's your hard work. And it could be that finding acceptance in the eyes of your own family is the hard work. Because of family dynamics and history, you've been working on that for a very long time, and it still feels like a struggle. You might be struggling with your health and have been for a while. You might be battling an addiction. And perhaps you've seen or heard the following quote, which is often on Facebook memes and social media. I've even seen it on t-shirts. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. If we could remember that one thing, empathy would be so much easier. But chances are there's something that you're struggling with. There is some hard work that you're working through right now. However, if the thing that you are struggling with is finding acceptance in the eyes of God, you don't have to worry about it anymore. It's a done deal. In the words of the theologian Paul Tillich, all you have to do is accept the fact that you are accepted. Later on, you might do much. There's a lot of good that you can do eventually. But right now, all you have to do is accept the fact that you're accepted. Or in the words of the Apostle Paul, the gospel is God's power of salvation for the Jew first and also for the Greek, which is Paul's way of saying for absolutely everyone. That is the message of the gospel. It's just that simple. Accept the fact that you are accepted. It's just that simple, and maybe also just that hard, especially if we're used to having to earn the things that we seek the most, good grades, promotion, goodwill among neighbors and colleagues that we've spent years building. But when it comes to finding acceptance in the eyes of God, there's nothing for us to do. Now, in the Roman culture of Paul's day, the Romans were obsessed with status. The most important thing in life was to be of high status, high esteem. The worst thing was to be of low esteem, a slave or a captured prisoner of war, someone in a lower socioeconomic class. That kind of shame was the worst thing possible. And somewhere in the Trastevere quarter of Rome, which included many enslaved persons and former enslaved persons, immigrants from the eastern part of the Roman Empire, bricklayers, cabinet makers, pottery workers, the poorest of the poor, a woman named Phoebe was reading to them a letter from the Apostle Paul. And Paul tells them about the gospel. And can you imagine that these people of low status, as far as the Roman Empire is concerned, that they have as much worth in the eyes of God as the most esteemed citizens of Rome? That is the truth that Paul is trying to hammer home. And Paul says that he is not ashamed of that. Paul is not ashamed of the gospel. He's not ashamed to follow a crucified Savior, which in the Roman world was synonymous with losing. He is not ashamed of a gospel that confers equal status on everyone. And this is what Paul says, that I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is God's own power now bringing about salvation for everyone who believes. And that word believe really carries the connotation of trust. It's not like a long list of things. It's not like you have to check every single clause of the Apostles' Creed or, sorry, it doesn't work. The gospel is good news for all who trust that it's good news. Again, accepting the fact that you are accepted. Now, today's sermon is going to be very brief and succinct because Paul's main point is very brief and succinct. And during the summer, the sermons will be longer. We'll be dealing with passages in Romans that are harder to understand. But here's an important lens for helping us to understand them. If a particular interpretation of something in Romans helps keep the good in the good news, then it's a trustworthy interpretation. If it tries to take the good out of the good news, then it's not a trustworthy interpretation. Because this little verse about good news is indeed the theme verse for the entire book. And so that is a lens that we will use as we go through Romans together, and as we interpret some of the passages that are more difficult to interpret. Now, in the book of Romans, Paul doesn't promise that life will be without struggle. But he offers ways in which the Christian community might care for each other, pray for each other. And in Romans 8, Paul says that in those moments when we're struggling and we have no idea how to pray, we don't even know where to begin, that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groans, with sighs that are too deep for words. The Holy Spirit taking our unspoken prayers and giving them words in the presence of God. And then Paul also says this, that whatever our struggle, it does not have the power to separate us from God's love. Now, later in our service, we'll celebrate our communion meal, and the only qualification is one that you've already met, that you're accepted, you're invited, you're loved more than you can possibly imagine, you have infinite value in the eyes of God just as you are. That's all the invitation that's required. And very soon, we will celebrate together. All glory and praise be to our God. Amen.